We are 24 hours away from Shavuos. No, almost a little bit less, a little bit more, depending on your clock.
48
so,
hours.
How machmir you want to be?
48 hours.
48. Shavuos is
Saturday night.
Sorry. Shabbos. 48 hours from Shavuos. I got a little ahead of myself. So, what we'd like to discuss is staying up on Shavuos night. There's not so many halachos about that besides just not going to sleep. I think we can agree on that. But we'd like to get to the issue of napping in preparation of Shavuos, and that will go into other discussions regarding napping on Shabbos, and we will discuss preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos, and how it relates to speech, and a very, very interesting comment to the Sefer Chassidim. But before we get to the Sefer Chassidim, we need a little bit of background in order to make to that point. The Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Emor that one should stay up. The meaning of the Chassidim Rishonim is to stay up in the night of Shavuos, learning Torah until the morning. So we have an old source regarding this minig of staying up. And the Shara Kavanos, the Arizal, in the Drush Eichag HaShavuos, in Drush Aleph, says that a person who doesn't sleep on the night of Shavuos and they push themselves to stay up and not even have a moment of sleep, not even a micro sleep, even your eyes closing even for a moment. So says the Arizal, you are Zocha to tremendous bracha and hatzlach in the coming year. It can't hurt. It sounds like a good thing. It might be worth someone's time. The Zohar is cited l'halacha by the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadidah, and that is why, because of this brought l'halacha in the sign of the Shulchan Aruch, it has become more than just Minag Yisrael. It has become something that is done all over the world of Jews when it comes to the night of Shavuos, to stay up and learn Torah in preparation for what? So the Magen Avraham has a chiddush. People think that this is like an old source in the Midrashim, but in fact it is the Magen Avraham himself. The Magen Avraham cites the Medrash Shir HaShirim, which says that on Shavuos morning the Jews slept a little bit later, perhaps than expected, and there's different girsos in the Midrashim. The Pirkei Rabbi Yezer says it was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shir HaShirim Rabbah says it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and wake them up. And because we are so embarrassed, says the Magen Avraham now, this is not the Magen Avraham speaking, we are so embarrassed that we overslept, we are metakein in a sense, we try to fix this mistake so that we are awake at the earliest hours of the morning in preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. And this is where the Minhag says the Magen Avraham, this is the reason behind the Minhag. The Yeshuas Yaakov there in Shulchan Aruch says that the Jews didn't want to accept the Torah Shebaal Peh. When Hashem went to the Jews and said, here is the Torah, so what they said was, so we said, oh, we'll accept the part about, you have to keep Shabbos. But Hashem said, oh, it's not just keeping Shabbos. There's Malachos and Thurgah Malachos and all these different things and Drashos and the whole Torah Shebaal Peh that comes to the Torah Shebaal. And the Jews said, I don't know, maybe not. We're not so into the Torah Shebaal Peh type thing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kafa aleihem har kegigis, I'm going to force you, hold the mountain over your heads in order that you accept the Torah. And therefore the Jews were forced into accepting Torah Shebaal Peh, says the Yeshuas Yaakov. Therefore, says the Yeshuas Yaakov, we stay up on Shavuos night because, as we know, nighttime is designated for learning Torah Shebaal Peh. There are many, many sources indicating for many, many different places that one should not learn Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav, at night. That is for another shir. And since the nighttime is dedicated towards Torah Shebaal Peh, therefore, that's why we stay up all night learning, because the nighttime is a time of Torah Shebaal Peh, in remembering this idea that the Jews were not so forthcoming in accepting Torah Shebaal Peh at Kabbalas HaTorah. So these are the two reasons given for why we stay up and learn. The Yesod V'Shar Sharavoda of Alexander Ziskin writes in Perek Yud, in Shar Yud, Perek Dal, that when it comes to staying up during the month of Elul, there are certain types of kaparos. If you stay up and you push yourself to stay up, it gives you different types of kapara. So he says that it's proper to sleep a little bit during the day so that you can fulfill this type of self-kapara of staying up at night. It's proper to sleep during the day. This is also cited in the Torah Lishma of Rav Yosef Chaim in Baghdad in Tuf Mem Tes as well, that in order to stay up at night, one should, and it is appropriate, to take a nap during the day. One should not think, oh, I'm wasting my time, I'm taking a half-hour nap, an hour nap, so I can stay up at night. What's the point? What a waste of time. No, say these achronim. It's appropriate to nap during the day in order to stay up at night. And in the Minhage Eretz Yisrael, which cites from Rav Avraham of Rav Yaakov Gelis, the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, in Chof Da'av Aleph, he says that the Minhag Eretz Yisrael was to take a nap on Shavuos. That was the old Minhag Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael, they would have a little siesta in the afternoon after Shavuos, and they would take a nap in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. So we have, on one side, that one should stay up and prepare themselves for Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Let's put that on the side for a moment. The other thing we need to know is regarding sleeping on Shabbos. Is there such an inyan to take a nap on Shabbos? So there is a Me'iri in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quoting Yerushalmi, which says that how does one make Shabbos enjoyable? So one sheet in Yerushalmi says you take a nap. The other sheet in the Yerushalmi says you learn Torah. It seems we have a machlokas here in the Yerushalmi regarding how one enjoys Torah, how one enjoys Shabbos. Now the Me'iri says that, the Gemara concludes that there's actually no machlokas, that one is talking about Talmidei Chachamim, and one is talking about Baal HaBos, non-Talmid Chacham. And therefore, the Me'iri says, well, which is which? Is the Talmid Chacham the one who sleeps, or is the Talmid Chacham the one who learns? So the Me'iri says that the Talmid Chacham who learns all week, so therefore, he sleeps a little bit on Shabbos. He's pushing himself all week in learning, so he takes a rest on Shabbos. But the Baal HaBos, who's not necessarily learning all week, so they dedicate their Shabbos to learning Torah. The Me'iri then quotes his Rebbeim, who say, no, the opposite. The Talmid Chacham, whose oneg Shabbos is learning more Torah, so he doesn't go to sleep on Shabbos, he pushes himself to learn, and the Baal HaBos, whose oneg Shabbos may be taking a little bit of a nap, so then that's his oneg Shabbos. You choose your oneg Shabbos. They tell so many stories about Rav Avi Yosef and Rav Yashiv, who would put, well, not necessarily Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv always kept to his schedule, as we'll see later on, but they say about Rav Avi Yosef, he would learn all night, Friday night, because that was his oneg Shabbos, to learn and to learn and to learn, and to take no breaks in learning. That was his oneg Shabbos. So we see already in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, in the Rishon, this idea of an oneg Shabbos that is tied to sleeping on Shabbos. And this is cited by the Machzik Bracha in Siman Reish Tzadi, and in concurring with the teachers of the Me'iri. The Ramah writes in Reish Tzadi Aleph that napping on Shabbos is a form of oneg Shabbos. It's brought la halacha in Shulchan Aruch that napping on Shabbos is the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, not so much. A little bit of napping is good, but not Olympic afternoon napping for 5 hours. That's not necessarily appropriate. But a little bit of napping is certainly okay. The Yalkut Ruveni in Parshas Veschanan says that Shabbos is Rosh Tevos, Shena b'Shabbos Tainug. That sleeping on Shabbos is enjoyable. Rosh Tevos Shabbos. So Shabbos is meant to have a little bit of sleeping. The Mishnah Halachos of the Menashe Klein in the Chelik Yud Aleph Shuvah Yud Tes says, what about we know that there is an idea of Nichalei L'Inish La'Avin Mitzvah B'Mamona, that I am happy when you come and fulfill mitzvos with my property. I have tefillin or a talis or a sefer, and you want to borrow it without my permission. So the assumption halacha is that if it's not something that is going to get ruined and I'm not worried that something's going to happen to it, you can assume that without asking for permission, you can use someone's Judaica in order to perform a mitzvah. You don't have to ask them. Since it's tefillin, svarim, things like that, you don't have to ask for permission because we assume that most people would be happy for you to use their property to fulfill a mitzvah. This is a klal in halacha. So says Rav Menashe Klein, what about someone's bed for a nap on Shabbos? Do I have to ask permission? If it's a mitzvah, if it's oneg Shabbos, a nap on Shabbos, do I have to ask permission to use your pillow?
But for
a mitzvah now, right? For a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah in front of me. Hinei ruchel v'zuman, l'shem yuchel kutshabrichu. I'm going to fulfill a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. I'm going to take a nap. So do I have to ask your permission to use your bed? A shaila for Goldilocks. So I have to ask your permission to use your bed to take a nap or your pillow on Shabbos. So Menashe Klein says, yes, you do need to ask for permission. That is certainly not okay. And he says, the reason is because there's no mitzvah to sleep in a bed with a pillow. The mitzvah is to take a nap. So take a nap on a bench. Take a nap, put your head on the table. Who says you need to use my bed in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Tefillin, you need tefillin. Sitzis, you need sitzis. Sefer, you need the Torah, you need the sefer to learn. But the mitzvah is take a nap. It says you need to use my bed and my pillow to take a nap. You can find somebody else's bed. You can find, it doesn't have to be with a pillow and a bed to do it. And therefore he says, you cannot take a nap on Shabbos in order to fill the mitzvah on Shabbos without asking for permission. This is also the opinion of the Ruv Vos Ephraim in Chelek Vav, Simen Nun Vav. So, on the side, we've already discussed Tikkun L'Shavuos to stay up, and we have on the opposite side a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos to take a nap on Shabbos. Now, the third piece of the puzzle, in order to put this all together, is the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Ches, which says you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. This is called Hachana. You cannot be Meichin Mikodesh Lachol. Why? So that requires a bit of discussion of the Rishonim. It essentially comes down to that either it is a Tircha, it is, I'm preparing on Shabbos, I'm putting an effort on Shabbos, shouldn't be done on Shabbos. I should not be putting effort into things on Shabbos that are not for Shabbos. Right, I'm going to be planting tulips after Shabbos, so I'm going to lug the dirt or the food or the grass, whatever it is, out to the garden, so it's there, ready on a Sunday morning, so I can plant it. It'll be ready to go. So no, tircha should not be done for things after Shabbos. This is a din derabbanan. No tircha for something done after Shabbos. The other approach is, it's a zilzal in Shabbos. It is an embarrassment to Shabbos. What, you're running away from Shabbos? You can't wait to plan the next thing? No, you enjoy Shabbos. Now, you don't involve yourself in things that are not relevant to Shabbos because that is not fair to Shabbos. That is like talking to someone in the middle of a conversation, turning around and talking to somebody else. It is rude. It is not appropriate. And therefore, we do not prepare on Shabbos for things that will come after Shabbos. This is the sheet of the Ravid in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Gimel. So, now we know that we don't prepare on Shabbos, we nap on Shabbos, and we also stay up Shavuos night. Which leads us to the comment of the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Reish, in Os Reish Samech Vav. Says the Sefer Chassidim in the first source here on the sheet. B'Shabbos lo yomar adam nishan niyashen kadesh na'asem alachtein b'motzei Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person should not say that I'm going to nap so that I can do malacha on Motzei Shabbos. She'asr lomar, it's usr to say, lemachar e'aseh, I will do this tomorrow. V'afilu chafetz lechtov Torah, even if you want to write divrei Torah. You say, I need to take a nap because I want to stay up late and write divrei Torah. V'pnei shemareh ma'ashiyashan, v'noach b'shabbos osu b'shvil achol, you're going to be doing this on Shabbos for the weekday. Eli yomar nenuach kishabbos hayom, rather say, I'm taking a nap because it's Shabbos now. And this is oneg Shabbos now on Shabbos. This is the very confusing and difficult statement of the Sefer Chassidim. Now there are different girsos in the Sefer Chassidim, and there are different girsos in others from that discuss the Sefer Chassidim. I don't care for them right now. We'll just discuss what we have in front of us. This idea of not preparing from Shabbos to Yontif or vice versa with speech is also seemingly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Tes Zayin Beis. And the Sefer Chassidim is brought lahalacha by the Magen Avraham. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Reish Tzadi and Mishnah Berurah Katan Dalid, both say, Sefer Chassidim is lahalacha. You may not say on Shabbos, I'm taking a nap because of something I need to do after Shabbos. I have a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he does not think twice about driving overnight places. He'll drive from New York to Chicago all over the place with overnight drives. And one has to be very careful when doing such a thing like that, where you say, I need to take a nap tonight because I'm going to be up all night after Shabbos. Says the Sefer Chassidim, not allowed. That is not kavod for Shabbos. It is a bizoy or a proper, improper hachana on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Zayin Zayin tells us that in fact speaking about one's plans after Shabbos is allowed. And this is a common misconception. People think you're not allowed to talk about things after Shabbos. And this is going to raise an issue with the Sefer Chassidim. If a person wants to say on Shabbos, you know, after Shabbos, you know, we're going to go out for dinner. So that's not a problem. This dibur is not a problem on Shabbos. Now, having certain types of dibur conversation, which is not appropriate for Shabbos itself, is a problem. You can't have business conversations on Shabbos. That's not hachana. That in itself is a problem on Shabbos. I see someone's house is for sale, and I want to have a conversation about the price of the house on Shabbos and see what's going on. So that is not appropriate for Shabbos. We're engaging in business practice on Shabbos. What we're talking about here is talking about something that is not relevant to Shabbos itself. You're allowed to talk about something after Shabbos. Not every single thing you talk about on Shabbos needs to be about Shabbos. That would be nice, but it's not hachana if you do talk about other things. And for look at the language of Rav Yaakov Weil in the Torah Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Weil is the grandson of the Korban Asanel. The prince is not great, but you really need to appreciate his language. He writes in the fourth word in, Aval mipnei she'eneni chassid, eini mevin milei de chassidus. This is because I'm not a chassid. I don't understand the words of chassidus of the Sefer Chassidim. He's giving him a little push. Ki im hachashva she'eno tanuk shari l'tzorech mitzvah. He says, if I'm getting oneg from sleeping on Shabbos, and after Shabbos I'm going to be doing a mitzvah, what's the big deal? Mikol shekein lishon shehu tainug Shabbos shemutar. It's a mitzvah. Ve'ein anu marin milei dechassidus. We don't understand the words of chassidus imhem neged mishnah gemara. If it's again a mishnah gemara, the gemara says you're allowed to talk about things on Shabbos after Shabbos. Where does the sefer chassidim get the idea you can come around and say that I can't talk about taking a nap on Shabbos after Shabbos? And it leaves many of the Achronim very puzzled about why it is a problem. Why can't I say this coming Shabbos that I'm taking a nap because I'm staying up on Shabbos night? Why can't I say, sorry, I got to leave the table, I got to take a nap because I'm staying up on Shabbos? They are very confused by the Sefer Chassidim. The Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfenis writes, that when speaking is attached to a Maisa, when I take an action like sleeping, and then I attach it with my speech, which is about after Shabbos. So he says, what you now create is a new entity. My speech is okay. I'm allowed to talk about things after Shabbos. My action is also okay. I'm napping on Shabbos. But when I put the two together, when I talk about doing something after Shabbos, and I combine it with an action that's being done on Shabbos, says Rav Harfenis, so that creates, he says, the Chiddush of the Sefer Chassidim, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, which I think is a very valid approach. When you take the action of sleeping together with the idea of talking about after Shabbos, that creates the Isser that the Sefer Chassidim is speaking about. Now, it's clear from the Poskim you're allowed to take a nap on Shabbos for the sake of being awake after Shabbos. The whole discussion is only talking about it. So if you want to just take a nap for Motzei Shabbos Shavuos, so just say, I'm going to take a nap. You don't have to tell the whole world why you're going to take a nap. That's perfectly okay. The Mechza Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Falk and Simon Nun Zion, so he writes that if the reason is for the Isser Hachana, then there's certainly no Tircha. It can't be that taking a nap is a problem, because taking a nap is the opposite of Tircha, putting in extra effort. It's lack of effort. And therefore, certainly you can take a nap on Shabbos. He says, look over here, he says, Vin kinira hatamhu mishum shiyasha lachshev ze ketorach lachol. Dein b'shein inyan shahachana. I can't call this an effort. I'm like doing something, extraneous effort for the weekday. You're taking a nap. That's the exact opposite of doing extraneous effort for the weekday. And therefore, he says, certainly taking a nap is allowed. Rav Harfenis writes in Nishma Shabbos, in Simon Shin Chav Gimel Shin Sadi Aleph, that while you're sleeping, you're certainly getting hana from the nap itself. And that's certainly not a problem. On the other hand, though, Rav Neuver writes in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Kuf Ches, Kuf Ayin Ches, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that you can only take a nap on Shabbos for after Shabbos if it's Letzorech Mitzvah. Maybe, says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, if you're going to do that Motzei Shabbos drive, maybe you're not allowed to take a nap, because it's not Letzorech Mitzvah. That's quite a chumrah. That if you're going to be doing something on Motzei Shabbos and it's not for the sake of a mitzvah, says the Shmir Shabbos, maybe, he says, he leaves it as a tzarachian, maybe you can't take a nap for that intent on Shabbos. That is quite a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah there is discussing preparing for one day to the next, and he thinks perhaps it applies here as well. The Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tzina Rav, writes in Chelek Vav Kuf Hei, that napping is allowed on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos if it's the tzarach mitzvah. The biggest chumrah is Rav Yashav, which is quoted in the Maisa Ish in Chelek Beis, Lamedal Beis, who says that when Shavuos falls on Motzei Shabbos like this year, you're not allowed to take a nap. Regardless of saying anything, Rav Yashav holds you're not allowed to take a nap for the sake of Motzei Shabbos learning. That is a tremendous chumrah, and that is not going to be how we pass him. But you should be aware, there is such a shita. So there is such a shita. It's actually in the there's a set of biographies that was published about Rav Yashiv when he was alive, towards the end of his life, which are beautiful and amazing. They're called Hashakdan. So in the Masmid, the one who is always in learning. So in Chelek Beis on page Reish Mem, the Rav Yashiv's grandson asked him, how come Rav Yashiv didn't stay up all night learning on Shavuos? So Rav Yashiv told him that he always wakes up at 2 a.m. to learn. Rav Yashiv woke up at 2 a.m. to start his day learning. That's when he woke up. So Rav Yashiv calculated that if he changed his few hours of sleep that night, so he wouldn't gain any more time in his learning of Torah, and he would actually lose 15 minutes. He calculated that it would set him off 15 minutes, and therefore he felt it was more valuable to not stay up and to keep to his schedule. Makes sense. But for the rest of us, so it's probably worthwhile to stay up and learn. So that is Rav Yashiv's approach. Now, what is the Isser? We want to now make a bit of a Chakira and ask a bunch of questions. Is the Mechsel Eliyahu says, is the issue of saying I'm going to take a nap because I have to do something on Motzei Shabbos, is that a problem because of Hachana, which is the understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan? Look at the Aruch HaShulchan here in Reish Sadi Aleph. V'asur lomar iyashen kedei la'asos malacha be'erev afilu kedei lilmo be'erev, even to learn it's asur. Tzezel kemeichen mishabbos l'chol. You're doing Hachana, you're preparing from Shabbos to the week. That is the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. On the other hand, though, is the sheet of the Eliyarabba. Look at the Eliyarabba here in Shin Zayin Sifkat and Aleph. B'Sefer Chasidim Demarik Tishomer Niyashan Kadei Lechtov Sefer Torah Lamachar. B'Sefer Chasidim says you shouldn't go to sleep because you're going to do something tomorrow. B'Vesav Sim Reish Sadi Sifkat and Beis. Does Ein Taimik Hashena B'Shvil Kavod HaShabbos? If you say I'm doing it because I'm going to stay up on Shavuos night, then your nap is not for Kavod Shabbos. You've announced to the whole world that you're not napping with Kavod Shabbos, you're napping with Kavod Shavuos, which is after Shabbos. And therefore, says the Eliyahu Rabba, the napping is not an issue of Hachana, it's rather an aspect of Bizui Shabbos. It's a desecration of Shabbos, because you're saying, I'm doing something that's not the Kavod Shabbos.
But if you're going to get Hanol, let's say, out of it, you get it anyway, before Shabbos is over, so you get some pleasure out of it on Shabbos anyway.
So that would certainly make sense. Let's look at Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shulchan Shlomo in Siman Reish Tzadi. V'loshen Rosh Shulchan Aruch, lo'asr Hachana afilu b'dibur mashmek k'pshuto, v'gam kan lo nizkar klal shlo yomar shu oso b'shvil chom v'pnei shem ezalzel b'shabbos. It's a zilzel of Shabbos. The sleeping itself is oneg Shabbos. The rak hadibur asra. Yes, you're getting oneg Shabbos, but once you talk about it, you ruined it. You ruined the potential oneg Shabbos by dampening it.
So why you go to sleep still? Maybe just the speaking is a problem.
So I have this shot at the end.
Speaking is not it. So even if you say the speaking is the problem, it's already over that.
So I had a shot at the end, but I'll ask it now. What if the person makes a mistake? What if the person says, I'm going to take a nap because I want to stay up for whatever reason? Are you allowed to go to sleep now? Or did you put yourself in sleep purgatory where now you're not allowed to sleep anymore because you said you were going to take a nap? I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's okay because the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's the dibur that's usur. It's not the sleeping that's usur. It's the dibur, it's the speaking that's usur. So if you do make a mistake and say, I'm going to take a nap for Moshe Shabbos, l'chol, you can still go to sleep. Okay, so what are let's look also at the Aruch HaShabbos. The Aruch HaShabbos writes in Parachaf Beis Sif Kuf Sadi Gimel, Be'ikr divrei sefer chasidim anira li, nira she'enem begeder iser gamar shalachana. It's not really hachana. El kavanasu sheish b'za zilzul Shabbos. You're desecrating Shabbos in a way. Shomer b'pim shemaisav l'tzarach machar. You're speaking in a way saying I'm doing things for after Shabbos. V'im kain efshar d'chol she'enu motzi b'pim shos l'tzarach machar im z'isr. As long as you don't say anything, it's not a problem to take that nap on Shabbos. What are a number of nafkaminas between what we just said? So the Nitoy Gavri on Erev Pesach Shachal v'Shabbos Lamedal Ches says that. Discusses, can I tell my kids to take a nap on Shabbos so they can stay up after Shabbos? What's the Shaila? I'm speaking and they are sleeping. I've bifurcated the speech from the action. So is that a problem? I'm saying something about preparing for after Shabbos. Now we know that saying something is perfectly fine. It's only when you combine the saying something with the action. My kid is doing the action, right? So maybe nobody, who's doing something wrong? I'm not doing something wrong. I'm just speaking. My kid's not doing something wrong. He's napping on Shabbos. So maybe, says the Targum Ariel, that's fine because no one is doing anything wrong. The Dibur is Asr. The Dibur is Asr. So Shlomo Zalman might say it's a problem. The Seder Pesach Hilchasa and Chelek Bezner Pesach Shechal B'Shalvis Gimel Chaf and the Nishma Shabbos say you cannot tell a child to go to sleep on Shabbos in order they should be able to stay up for the Seder or stay up for Shavuos. He says that would be a problem because that would be a zilzal of Shabbos. That's one nafkamina regarding the reason for the Isser. Another nafkamina is from the Sefer Masas of Shabbos on page Resh Pei Gimel, who says if a person is eating, let's say they're eating shalashers, and they say, I don't want to eat anymore because I want to have room for Malava Malka. What are they doing? They're speaking about preparing for after Shabbos, and they're doing a Maisa. They're doing an action. Are you allowed to say that? I'm not going to eat anymore because I want to have room for Malava Malka.
What's the Maisa?
What? So he says that maybe it's not really a problem because you're not doing a Maisa, you're just stopping what you're doing. And therefore, maybe it's not really a Maisa. A third nafkamina I found is whether can you say before Shabbos, like right now, can I go and say, I'm going to take a geschmack nap on Shabbos so I can stay up on Shavuos night? It's not Shabbos yet. Is that okay? Did I ruin my nap on Shabbos if I say it now? Yeah? Yeah? No. If the problem is Kavod Shabbos, then napping on Shabbos would be a problem, since maybe I ruined it. So they asked this question to Chaim Knievsky in Aliba de Hilchasa, one of the Torah journals, in Chelek Nun Gimel on page Kuf Yud Zayin, and he said that it is mutter, it's not a problem. You can say now that you're going to take a nap for Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos. Finally, the Masas Shabbos raises the same issue with someone who says they don't want to drink wine, so they can stay up for after Shabbos, that make them tired. The same type of issues over here, whether you're separating the actions and the speech together. Halacha L'maisa. So how do we come out Halacha L'maisa? The Bar Moshe, Debertin, Rav, Nechilik, Vav, and the Hashmatos, the Simon Kofei, says you're allowed to make such a declaration this coming Shabbos that I'm going to take a nap because I want to stay up on Shavuos night. The Or L'Tzion, Rav Ben Simon, Abba Shaul, and Chelek Gimel, Perek Yudches, Ara Yiralv, says, Mikol Makom, Imchal, Shavuos, Motei Shabbos, Nira, Sheyachol, Lomar, Sheyashem, Bishvil, Liyos, Er, Belel, Shavuos. You're allowed to say I'm going to take a nap so I can stay up on Shavuos. Kevin Shu, L'Tzorach Mitzvah, because it's L'Tzorach Mitzvah. You're going to do a mitzvah with it. Vein halima davar chol ha'asur b'Shabbos. That's talking about something else. The Orcho Shabbos in Chaf Beis Kuf Sadi Gimel says that when Shavuos falls on Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to say anything about your nap. You can go take a nap, but you can't say anything. And it's also the opinion of Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Rosh Hashiva in Philadelphia, in the Kovetz Hilchos of Shavuos Yud Aleph Beis, and it's also the opinion of Mordechai Eliyahu in the Maimer Mordechai on Yantzif, saying that you may not say, I'm going to take a nap on Shabbos, Lutzorech, Motzei Shabbos, and Shavuos. And halacha maisa, it's very simple. Just say, I'm going to take a nap. You don't have to announce to the whole world why you're doing it. It gets you out of the Sefer Hasidim. It's an easy thing to avoid. There are certainly very interesting shilas that are associated with it. But halacha maisa, simply avoid the issue and just say, you're going to take a nap. And good afternoon to everybody else.
And I say now, you know.